She asked if I plugged the TV up, and I said no. It was there when we walked in. As I went around the corner out of her living room into the kitchen, he was back in the kitchen.
I think I know who he is, but who is he?
Bobby Spikes.
Okay.
He was in the kitchen putting things back into the cabinet, and he had a gun hanging out of his back right pocket.
Long gun, short gun, handgun.
It was a handgun, a black one.
Okay. What happened next?
He just casually started putting the things away. Like, and she was confused. She's like, "Why are you here? How did you get in?" And he said, "Don't worry about it."
Okay. Now, there's certain rules we have to follow, and I want to make sure, I just want to kind of ask you to narrow in on, did an argument occur after that?
Throughout the evening, that was the earlier part of the afternoon. As the evening progressed, of course, he stayed around.
Let me ask you a question. This jury's already heard from Kiala Smith, but was she present during all that?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I'm asking a bad question. Everything you've said so far, we haven't gotten to.
Kiala didn't get there. She wasn't there for that part. She got there later in the
Got
evening.
it. Okay. Making sure I understood.
Throughout the evening, our friends started arriving. We had drinks. We had leftover food. And that day, I made stuffed bell peppers. So we had that. And some of the kids was there. All of us have children, so some of those was there. As the night progressed, Kiala, Candace, myself, and the other two friends were in the kitchen discussing the day's events. Like, hey, early, when I came home, when we came back to Candace's house, the TV was plugged up. He took the TV with him, and he was in the kitchen just putting stuff away.
Okay,
And
now
as,
I'm sorry to
go
interrupt you, but
ahead.
there are certain rules we got to follow. So from this point on, when you're describing things, I want to focus on anything you said is fine, and anything that Mr. Spikes said is fine. And then in generality, was there an argument that occurred? Okay, does
Okay,
that make sense?
that does.
Don't want to hear what a lot of other people said. Okay, but go ahead.
But I was telling them that the TV was back and Candace was confused. And as I was explaining what happened, he was in the front room, the living room, I'm guessing, and heard us and kept shouting back, "Don't worry about me. Stay out of my MFing business." And eventually he came back and started arguing with us, calling us bees and MFers and nosy MFers and meddling. And eventually I told him that, like, "You gotta go. Like, you cannot keep doing this in her house. Like, you're very disrespectful." And as I was escorting him out to the front door, he swung and hit one of the friend's husbands.
Okay.
When he did that, we did hit him back and kept trying to push him out the door. At that point, his friend came and picked him up. He actually called the friend to come chill with us at the gathering.
Do you know what that friend's name was?
Lotes is all I remember.
Okay.
At that, soon as we was trying to put him out, the friend was pulling up and was like, "What's going on? Bobby, you gotta stop this. Leave those people alone. Like, come on, bro.
Judge,
Like,
let's
what are you
focus in
doing?"
on. You're not supposed to say what other people said.
Okay, sorry.
You can say what Bobby says
Okay.
and what you say, but to just let's limit it to
Gotcha.
that.
As he was finally leaving and we were trying to finish the fiasco out, he did say, "Y'all are gonna regret this." No, sorry, can I backspace?
Yes, ma'am.
On his way out the door, he said, "I'll shoot this motherfucker up. I kill everybody in this motherfucker." That included myself and my child and others, lots of others. On his way to the car, he stopped in the yard and he said, "Y'all gonna remember this day. Y'all gonna regret this motherfucker."
Did he leave?
Yes.
Okay. How much longer, to your knowledge, of approximately were you in town after that, before you went
I
back?
left Saturday. Saturday, me and Candace was riding around together, just talking, laughing, and catching up. And I dropped her off at her house, but I didn't get out that day. And she said, she said,
objection.
She asked me to stay.
Hang on 1 second, ma'am. He's objective. Can answer the question, and I apologize. I don't remember what it was. Let me back up a little. I skipped ahead a little bit. You can answer the question I just asked you, but I want to ask you something first. After Bobby left the night after Thanksgiving, did you stay with Candace?
I did stay there that night. That night was wild.
Well, I don't want to get into anything beyond that, but did you stay with her? Did she want you to stay with her?
I don't know. She wanted me to stay. I fell asleep on the couch.
Okay.
My daughter was asleep on my chest. And that morning when we woke up, the lights were off. Some of the lights were off at her house. Certain things didn't work. And we made the comment that we might need to go to the store to get light bulbs. But then I was like, yeah, the light bulbs all don't go out at the same time. And that was just weird.
Did you go out and look at the breaker box?
I did. And it was open. The fuse box was open. And some of them were switched to off.
Where was it?
It was in her garage. There was a door leading into the garage from the house, from the interior of the house. When I went out there, it was still cracked open. And so I just put them all back to on, and all the appliances and all the lights came back on.
So the breaker had been tripped?
Mm-hmm. Well, no. So, yes.
I got you. So now let's go back to, you were going to...
Saturday.
Yes, ma'am.
As I was leaving, she wanted me to stay. And I didn't really have a reason to rush back to Indianapolis. I just wanted a day in between to relax. But she asked me to please stay. She said, I give you my key. Just stay in my house. And I was like, nah, I'm ready to go. Like, my other two kids were gone, and I just had the little one, and we wanted to just chill for the day. And she said, Angie, please. And I was like, nah, I got to go, man. She said, I don't ever ask you to stay. I don't ever ask you to do nothing. And I made a joke about it, but I pulled off.
Is that the last time you ever
saw me? That was the last time I saw my friend.
Thank you, ma'am.